The Artenov Festival in Brussels puts really interesting performances, like cool fusions of classical with other kinds of music, or a kind of dance and film performance. And this year, something called culinary art, which does involve eating. Anyway, it puts them into architectural masterpieces in Brussels. And that means Art Nouveau houses, for instance, but also industrial heritage kind of stuff. It's really interesting and unique. And we talked to the director of the Artenov Festival, which kicks off on Sunday, October 3rd.
So I'm Vincenzo Casale, and I'm the artistic director of the festival Artenov. We started now 7 years ago with a focus on Art Nouveau and Art Deco venues with a link to performance and especially interdisciplinary performance. But actually, the principal idea was to focus on the concept of the architecture as a real part of the ritual of a performance. So we liked Art Nouveau and Art Deco because in Brussels, it's really the European capital of this to architecture, because there are so many beautiful venues and buildings. But we are quite interesting to the philosophy of this movement, especially the Art Nouveau, where you have really a philosophy really linked to the interdisciplinary and major art and minor art. Actually, now we are adding modernist building and also industrial building. And so all buildings that can inspire an artist on his work, and also to really the venue become really like a character in the performance of an artist. And it's kind of it's a different point of view that you can have in a theater or in an auditorium. I'm a musician, so at the starting point was kind of when you start a festival, it's always a lot with friends that you know and colleagues that you can ask to help you. Nowadays, we really try to have a creation that can be really quite large. I think music, it's kind of always the red line of the program. But in the other performance, we have also culinary art. We have, like I said, theater also and contemporary music.
You mentioned culinary art. Will this allow visitors to eat the art?
Yes. So we have on 3rd of October, the theater company Laika. So we have culinary art, but a performance that mixes molecular culinary art. So it's kind of really avant-garde cuisine. With theater, music, and also there is also a part of dance. So it's really a multidisciplinary. We start with a really Artenov kind of like performance. It is in the Maison de la Poste, that is one of the building of Tour et Taxi. So people can also visit this fantastic new building. It's also a study on the performance, like how to include a public in a different way. So the public is really, it's a full immersion in the performance. People will be impressed, I hope.
So why put concerts and dance in spaces like this? Don't they work better in concert halls?
I think sometimes we are kind of really focused on the kind of use to have a fantastic stereo apparatus in our houses that we want really we want to hear music in a perfect way. I think it's always a question of how you listen a performance. How you can also listen. There is a part of listening also in dance and theater. Every art, it's kind of listening. So it's something that it's not so new what we are doing, because it started already a lot with, for example, in the 80s or 70s with Luigi Nono in Venice, in the Biennale. There were lots of trying out to try other ways of auditorium or theater, because sometimes they said was a bit too much one way of thinking. Our artists are quite impressed sometimes that even in a place that the first thing you think, we will have some problems on the acoustics. After, with moving a bit the audience in another kind of way, I mean, you can really find new ways of listening and new ways of attending a performance after when they are back to an auditorium, well, maybe they rethink again their performance in a different way.
So because of the nature of the spaces, I suppose the number of tickets sold is sometimes quite limited.
Yeah, we were like, we had a house with just 12 people each time. So we are used to repeat at least 4 or 5 times a performance sometimes. So it's like we were, before COVID, we were already used to this kind of organization. But yes, people, they like a lot this kind of experience, that it's quite intimate. And so we propose always at least 2 or 3 houses, like Art Nouveau, Art Deco, where you can have this intimate experience. And of course, industrial places and more bigger places, it's we can fit more people inside.
The bulletin readers are being offered tickets to a concert that sounds really quirky.
So you have Cindy Castillo in this concert. That is, her specialty is the organ, but in this concert, she will use the organetto, that is a medieval organ that you can bring. It's a portatile organ. So it's
portable, right? Okay.
Portable, yes. She had this idea to mix that with computer music. And so there is kind of, there will be a medieval part, a Renaissance part with the music, but also a more contemporary part, and also some the use of special lights and special technology during the concert. The place is quite, I mean, really nice, because it's the Atelier Colpart is nowadays it's a architecture studio, but it's an Art Deco venue. And is in the middle of Skarbek. The facade is quite small, and you think that, oh my God, where I'm going to be, because there's no space there. And when you come inside, it's really incredible, because there is a fantastic barrier, so glass windows, but enormous glass windows, so fantastic view also on the gardens that you have on the back, between industrial and Art Deco. So okay. It's quite nice. We like it there, especially the light. So we can really play, because we will have a concert that one it's at 4 and the other it's at 6. So with the autumn light, you will have 2 performances with different lights. And it's quite nice that every time it's different. And that makes also the performance unique, with this kind of changement of atmosphere in the place. I will maybe advise also to have a look on the program of Thursday. Because there's a fantastic choreographer that is working with handicapped people. It's special because it is in a really fantastic way what he's doing with the, he will mix dancer, a modern dancer, with an ex-boxer and an ex-choreographer that they are in their illness in a moment where they cannot move so much anymore, but this performance, it's really like a way of therapeutic art, but in a really different way. And it's quite poetic performance.